102.7. It's Kiss FM. Ryan Seacrest with you. Do you look at your... And listen, there are a lot of very good posers. People can pose in photographs and post them on whatever platform. I always find that my poses... Like, if you look at my camera roll, there are so many bads before I get to one decent that I'm actually, like, post. But I'm not good at the pose. I'm not good at the pose in a regular photograph or in a photograph that's going to be posted. So, David Suh of Virgil Village is a pose coach. The man is hired to teach you how to pose, and he says everyone can look great. Everyone can strike the right pose. David, it's so nice to meet you. Is that true? We can all do this?
Yes, nice to meet you. Yes, everyone can do this. I teach everyone saying posing is not just acting in front of the camera. It's a way of communicating with our body and presenting and sharing with everyone our identity and, yeah, just communicating.
So there's depth to the pose. There's language you're communicating. There's emotion you're communicating with the pose. What made you the expert?
Oh, my God. I don't know if I'm an expert. I just teach what I know. I mean, it started with wanting to teach my clients how to, like, just be more comfortable in front of the camera. And to do that, I needed to empathize and learn how to teach that. And then I realized, oh my gosh, this really does apply to everyone who just wants even just simple, fun, cute Instagram photos.
Are you a photographer by trade?
Yes.
When you say client, okay. Because I find when I'm taking a picture, even the holiday Christmas card with my parents, well, I don't know where to stand. I put my hands.
Hands.
Where I grab
hands.
My finger, my pinky. It's so, and I don't know for, like, and I don't have many looks. I have this. You know, I say, that's the only look I have.
And for girls, our instinct is to always put our hand on our hip.
Yeah.
Which is like, I'm so sick of that.
It's kind of cliche now, isn't
yeah,
it?
It's yeah, it's cheesy.
So David Suh with us. By the way, you can check him out at David Suh on TikTok. But is there if you could just tell us, is there a universal pose that really works for everyone that we can just memorize and know and go to?
That's tough. That's tough, Ryan, because it's like saying, is there one outfit that's going to work for every single person?
Oh, so true.
It's really, really tough.
Yeah.
Right. At the base level, there's the practicality. If we're keeping with this analogy of fashion and clothing, there's the practicality, right, of just what feels good on you. And then next level deep, there's then you can start expressing just a little bit more of your identity, right? Mm-hmm. So then there's things like considering your body, and then considering your relationship with your body, the beauty standards that you look through, the filter you look through the world, and then now you have to start tasting and finding your style. So it's really tough for me to say there's that one pose that's going to work for everyone.
I'm never taking a picture again. It's too much on my mind.
Yeah, so much pressure.
I want my body to be younger, thinner, taller. That's what I want for my body. What pose is that?
No, you want to exude like flirty girl or something.
Flirty girl?
I don't even want to say that.
No.
Well, Ryan, I can. Should I try posing you?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Pose me.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Can you give me maybe like an adjective? Like what kind of words do you want to feel when someone sees photos?
Great.
I want people to feel hungry. I want them to feel
like a thirst trap.
I want to feel like an accessible companion that wants to have lunch with me vibe.
Have lunch with me.
Yeah, I want to have lunch. I want to have a lunch on the West.
That's like, actually precious.
I want to go to Hermosa for lunch with you. What's the look?
Yeah.
Well, okay, here's the thing. I talk about like posing as body language. If you're thinking, I don't want you to overthink and be everything like, oh my gosh, how do I look taller?
Right.
How do I look this? How do I look that? I want you to, again, go back to the simple mindset of how do I communicate with my body?
And you actually gave us a good tip. What words do I want to convey with my look? I think that's something that we can take away. Mm-hmm. By the way, David Suh is with us. Check him out on TikTok. And thanks for coming on, bro. Congratulations on all of the success.
Yeah,
people are following you. They're really following you.
Thank you,
Take
Ryan.
Good care. See you, David. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
So what words would you want to convey, Sissany, in a pose?
Friendly, fun, spunky. Those words.
Tanya, how about for you? I think we just heard, didn't we?
Flirty girl? No, that was for you.
Oh.
I want to be modern woman.
What is it?
Rawr.
Oh.
But what is that? What is that emoji sound plus the modern woman? What is that? What does that look like?
It looks like strength. It looks like confidence, and it looks like best friend.
You don't want to have lunch in Hermosa look? I mean, that's a fun look.
That's more your vibe.
All right. Next, I have your Wango Tango tickets. And we're getting into Ryan's Roses.